Okay. Hello and good evening. 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK now. I want to say before we start, I'm just saying something as that piece of music was playing. But do you ever get a feeling of something pending? And this could be a good feeling, and sometimes it's a very sickly feeling. It will actually make you physically ill. Yeah? This. Just before the show starting, in the last 5 to 10 minutes or so, I got a very strange feeling come over me of something very horrible going on somewhere. Could be something going on in the world, something that's pending around the corner in my life. I really don't know. And it bugs me at this time. But I think we set the note for the show this evening, because I've got a feeling that the people that have joined me in the show this evening are going to have similar or same going on with them at the moment. So I might be picking up on their vibrations. I really don't know. But, I'm going to say hello to Eileen. Four lovely people in the call queue.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
I'm getting there. I'm not
sure. Getting there.
For the past 5 minutes or so.
Well, I will say it's funny that you got those feelings, because to tell you the truth, I usually never have bad dreams, but the last few nights, I had some dreams that really bothered me. Woke me up in the middle of the night, I'll say. And I'm not sure where they're going, but I've asked, but it hasn't been shown to me yet. So.
Yeah.
I kind of know how you're feeling there.
It's a horrible feeling. I've been waking up now at around about 5 a.m. every morning for the past week now, and not realizing why, you know, and not really feeling anything until just about 5 minutes ago before the show started. It's like, this is it, and you know, and we're going to be talking this evening, I feel, because I just feel that everybody has got this at the moment.
I think a lot of people are feeling that foreboding feeling of some sort of doom coming.
It's bigger than COVID. Whatever it is that's pending is making me feel quite uneasy at the moment and feeling quite sickly. So it's bigger than the COVID thing, whatever it is. Anyway, we're going to get on with the show and we're going to see how other people are feeling right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to say hello to Holly.
I feel the same exact way.
Oh, do you, Holly? Yeah.
But I had a problem at my job. So I don't know if I'm going to have a job Monday. So I'm like sick. I have a sick to my gut feeling.
Uh-huh.
So that's my reason,
but
it could be something else.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, always trying to, you know, I know it's hard, but always trying a bit to look towards what can, the positive things that everything happens for a reason, and there may be a greater step forward for you, and maybe that's why this is happening or coming up. But then again, they may need you. You may still have a job on Monday. You just don't know, you know.
Now, are you a psychic? Like, can you tell me, or what do you do?
Mostly what I do is I connect your guides, guardians, and angels. And I ask them for messages that the universe needs you or wants you to know right now. So that very well could come through. But to tell you the truth, that's what I get best. I also am very cognizant. I've got, you know, many of the clairs. I've got claircognizance, sometimes clairhearing, which clairaudience. Sometimes I'll see things in pictures. Sometimes I will get messages through smell. So I pick things up in a lot of different ways. It's not always one way. Sometimes I'll even see a vision of someone's loved one and have drawn and have been able to draw those people. And I'm not an artist. I don't draw. And for whatever reason, on 4 or 5 different occasions, I've been able to actually draw the person that I envisioned, and I take a picture of it and text it to the person I was reading for, and they're like, yeah, that's my grandma, you know, different things like that. So everything just comes differently. You know, sometimes when people have lost things, I'm able to find them for them.
So what do you pick up for me?
It comes in as it wants to. We'll just put it that way. And I believe that's because it's what the universe wants you to know. So what I have for you today is that that you've had different viewpoints, and that your view actually often comes from a more spiritual nature, and so sometimes the world is harsher than what you are feeling. Or it treats you more harshly. And what I can tell you is the best thing for you is to find a unity, a group of people that are more like-minded, that bring you to, that make you feel more like who you are, rather than people that are trying to mold you into being who they want you to be, or what they want you to think, and that type of thing. And so, let's see, I have more. I also feel that communication is something that's very strong for you, and that you really are, and meant to be, quite a good communicator for others and for yourself. So in any situation you get into, always take a deep breath and step back and see what your, you know, how you can communicate what you need to share with others. So I really feel that, you know, abundance and prosperity come in many different ways, in different energies, different activities, and different movements. And I do feel that if you move towards people that are more like you, that bounty will come further your direction, because you'll be more in tune with yourself and the universe. And as you do that, then things align for you better, and that receiving of that bounty will be more open to you. If you, your energy has actually been quite high lately, and so sometimes understanding what the messages are in our vibrant energy actually takes time to step back, take a breath, and open yourself up to listening, even if it's just standing with your eyes quiet, palms out and open, and allow information to come into you. I also see that it's a time for a warmth and a renewed, a new light coming into you. I guess is how I want to say that. And time for growth for you. Just like in summer, as things are growing within you right now. So open your arms to really receiving those gifts. You know, like I said, stand maybe even facing south and hold your hands out. Can be by your side, can be up, wherever you feel comfortable. But just the palms of your hands facing south. And open your arms to receive those gifts that the universe is wanting to send you right now. Especially like midday, when the sun is the strongest. And just close your eyes and feel that warmth, if you can. I know here where I live, we haven't seen the sun in about a week. So it's really difficult. But that is really one of my recommendations. Because the magnetism of the earth comes from really the center of the earth as it spins in its molten pool. And that has a positive charge. And so I would also say do this activity if you can with your shoes off, standing on the ground, whether it be on the grass or in sand, something like that, to do a little earthing so that you're really making that magnetic connectiveness with the earth and the energies of that force field as it comes through. It will actually bring you more charisma, more confidence, and kind of wash away any illusions that you might have. And if you have any questions while you're doing that activity, let those questions come in your mind. Don't dwell on them. Just simply ask the question and stand there and leave yourself open and see what pops into your own mind. That is actually the way that your guides, guardians, angels, and loved ones like to communicate with you. And as I always say, we always have at least two guardian angels and sometimes many, many more standing around you. I know that this is an invisible force. It extends, like I said, from the center of the earth. And it also is the aura that creates the Australia, the northern and the southern lights that skip around in the sky. So, you know, just know that those colors that skip around come in yellow, green, blue, red, and even purple. And so if you're standing with your eyes closed, look to see if any colors pop into your mind's eye with your eyes closed. And then if they do, then look up the corresponding chakra that goes with that. And that may be an area that is
3 minutes
maybe needing a little work, a little energy sent towards it. But, you know, this is kind of like your own, you know, talking stick, as the Indians use. They use talking sticks to connect with their loved ones. And so, you know, this is kind of a way to create your own talking stick. Let's see what else. I also think you're coming into a bit of a time of rebirth. So be open to new things coming to you and drawing in actions that might reveal maybe new journeys or journeys that you've been repeating over and over again. Step back and look at them and see what the message is. And maybe we repeat journeys because we didn't get the message the first time.
2 minutes.
So, you know, to break through that wisdom, you know, detach yourself a little bit from your humanness and see what the messages are that could be being invoked for you during that time. Let's see, what else? I also see I see feathers, which means that there's angels around you. So, you know, like I said, be really open to their messages. I feel that they've got their own messages that they want to give you. They're you know, kind of giving me an opening, helping you open your door. But love is really flowing all around you. So just know that they love you, that they're there for you, and that they, you know, they
1 minute.
Feathers also represent birds. And, mm-hmm. You know, as you know, birds are very freeing and open, and they take flight. They play in the air. And so, you know, sometimes we kind of have to try to step away from our, as I said, humanness, being, you know, just grounded here on the earth and always stuck. And allow yourself to fly up and see if you can find a little bit more center above you rather than standing right here on earth while you're doing that little ceremony I've offered you today. That's pretty much what I have for you. I hope that opens some doors.
Holly kind of dropped a call there just before the end there. So basically losing the last minute or so of the reading there. So that will be in the archives. And I'm sure Holly will be able to listen back to that. So we do know there that there's a lot going on at the minute with communication systems all over the world. And that could be a problem actually this evening, because I'm looking at rather a short call queue for a Saturday evening. It's usually a lot larger than this. Communications down everywhere at the moment. Facebook is having major problems, I do believe. And there's a lot of other communications platforms that are having a lot of major problems at the moment. A lot of big storms going around. The one that's just hit the UK is Crystal. And that's just hit the UK with quite a bang. It's not so heavy as it has been in other countries. By the time it gets here, it's usually settled a bit. Anyway, we're going to take a break because we are looking at quite a short call queue, as I said there this evening. And hopefully we'll get some more lovely callers. If not, then there's nothing lost. We may finish early, we may not. So there's not a lot we can actually do. We can't actually go outside and pull you in, you know, because we're on a virtual platform, of course. So, you know. But music, we got some nice music, so we'll do that. Okay. So we played that one on the last show, I think. And you have ABBA and Iron Maiden together. It's a strange combination, that one, isn't it? I don't know whether that song was actually recorded, hit the charts or anything else. Don't know much about it. Only that, you know, there's a lot of those type of songs going around where the mixing and that type of thing. After my time, why after my time? I was just a stage DJ back in the 70s, perhaps, and I where we just had a little club that we used to take our decks to and play there every week. Yeah, very interesting days. But there you go. Right. So, Cork Hill hadn't changed. It's looking very much like we will probably finish on the hour mark rather than the 2 hours this evening, ladies and gents. If we don't get callers. There isn't a lot we can do about that, unfortunately. We can't force callers to come here, and it is the weekend. But I can honestly say that there is something going on that's hitting people badly, and it's not the COVID. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the thing around the White House. I think that situation for now is kind of stable. Although there's still a lot of tension around it. You know, I think there's things in place to control that one. Okay. We are joined by one more caller now. So it's not looking too bad. We might make the 2 hour mark. We'll have to wait and see. Okay. Let's bring Eileen back in then and let's see where we're going. Deep.
Thank you, Ken. Good evening, Eileen.
Good evening. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Deep. You have read for me before, Eileen.
Wonderful. Did you want to set an intention of what you'd like to know tonight?
Whatever comes through from spirit will be appreciated, Eileen. Or if you want me to ask
a
question, I'm happy to.
No, I don't need the question. I just, a lot of people like to set an intention of what they'd like to know. That's why I was given that opportunity. What I have to tell you is there's an important achievement coming up soon. And you've worked really hard at it. And it has to do with giving yourself, you've had to do a lot of discipline for yourself, self-discipline, and really, you know, putting your own willpower into making things happen. And just know that you know, you're on the wings of a Pegasus that's pulling that chariot, and that it is pulling you forward. And you don't need to worry about things happening. They will happen at their own time. They will unfold as you need them to. So just know that your work has great meaning, and it will be a great achievement. Other people will recognize it and let you know. But you need to release worry from your mind. You know, purify it from any worry. Know that what you're doing really is the right thing, and it really is meant. You're meant to go forward and move along, move forward is the thing that you've been working towards. It may have something to do with, like, purifying your own body and working on meditation and becoming more a master of self and spirit is what I feel that this journey has been. And it is an important achievement. It's how we get to know ourselves. And it is one of the greatest part of our earthly journey as we're here, because we are here for to learn certain lessons. And if we don't sit and quiet our mind and move into, you know, any type of meditation, whether that be prayer, mantras, clearing of the mind, breath work, many different types of meditations, but they all have their values, and each one is the one, you know, that comes to us that we do ourselves best. I know I have two for myself that I like the best. And one is, you know, clearing the mind, and the other is breath work. So I also see that you should maybe take some time to do a like a spiritual cleanse. Native American Indians do, you know, sweat lodges and things like that. I'm seeing more for you is some type of what you call it, a hot bath. And that, you know, the hot springs, to go to like a hot springs or something like that, if you have any ability to go to, that would be, envisioning that type of place and that type of surrounding. So that tells me that's where they want you to go, rather than a sweat lodge where, you know, you've built a teepee and thrown blankets over it, built a fire in the middle. This is more of steam. Purifying you through the warm waters and the steam. If that's not something you can do, you of course can always take even just a warm bath, light some candles, light a little incense. I don't like a lot of heavy incense, but what I like to do is I like to light it, fill the room with it, and then smudge it out so that the steam can take over. Of course, I got, you know, some lung, I have a bit of asthma, so smoke actually bothers my lungs, so I kind of steer away from that, but that's personal. But this hot steam is really meant to purify you and bring you closer to the divine during times of meditation and such. So this, you know, it's really showing you that it's time to go through a little bit of a detox right now for yourself. That's something that you should, you know, consider doing if you have the opportunity.
Sure.
But make the most of your experience. Pardon?
Sorry, I was just asking, when you said achievement, what kind of achievement do you see coming? Is it at work, or is it something to do with my child? For a school or something like this?
No, I actually see this as your own personal achievement, part of your journey. So it's what I'm seeing more of, and I think that's why they're showing me a hot pool and a hot tub, is that, you know, it's time for you to, it's part of your journey to connect with the energy and spirit in the universe. And so what I'm seeing is you doing meditation. And I feel like you've been on your own journey, that maybe you do meditate and that you do take the time to do those things. And the achievement is that say maybe you could only meditate for 5 minutes at a time, and now you're at the point where you can, you know, you can sit still for an hour and listen to your breath, or empty your mind and allow, you know, universal energies to come through. So I'm seeing this more of a
3 minutes
for yourself, which is actually going to allow you speak more about yourself. Our life is a story. We tell stories of our lives. And so this is a time that you're to connect more with yourself and the achievements of that, and start telling the stories of your greatness. And maybe that has to do with telling the stories of yourself to your children or to others. Maybe even writing it down. Because you've actually come on quite a journey in your life, and it needs to be shared. And so allow the words to come, to flow from you, flow like a river, and allow people to know that journey that you've been on. And that
2 minutes.
It's more of a life purpose journey. Rather than making $1 million at work, it's about personal self-achievements within you that have allowed you to grow personally. And so, you know, allow that communication, that speak, to be positive, and so that it's going to help others on their journey. And I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but it makes quite good sense to me. And it's what they're telling me to share with you today. So I don't know. How does it not? Do you resonate with what I'm telling you or not?
Yes,
1 minute.
Yes, I do.
It does. Okay. All right. Wonderful. Because I never know. I give you what I receive, and so I never know what you get. So the other thing I have to say, though, is that some of your views of yourself have been more about perception. And so what I want you to do is, through these meditations, is release all that perception that you have of yourself. And allow yourself to just be, because you are the greatest essence of yourself when you allow yourself to be innately who you were born to be, without your ego kind of pushing you to be this or to be that, or to be a better father, or to be a better worker at work, or to create more in your job. It's more of just sitting in breath work and in meditation and just allowing yourself to be. And just everything I'm getting for you, just, you know, keeps going that direction. So that's what I have. Take some more time to meditate and see if you get more of your own messages. And come back and check in and see if we have any ones for you.
Sure, Arlene. That was lovely. Thank you. I will meditate. Thank you. I'll let you know next time that I have progressed.
Yes, I'd love to know. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. Okay. Rose. All right. We're going to take some more music, ladies and gents, because... Okay, we've got 1 hour and 18 minutes. Now, we don't normally do this, and we don't normally give our guests so many breaks, but I'm looking at the call queues not going up at all, and we want to get at least an hour for you. We're going to have a few surprises coming up as well, because we're going to start filling in blank days. And how we're going to do that, you'll have to listen to find out. Yeah? But we're going to start filling in those blank days with some interesting shows for you. And that will be coming up shortly. So, what have we got? What have we got? Oh, you know, this has got to be a favourite piece of music of mine. And it's only short, but we're going to play it anyway. Something's got into my slipper and I can't find out what it is. I keep taking my foot in and out. And I thought, oh, and I haven't been nowhere. Sometimes I make the mistake of not changing into shoes before going out. And but I haven't done that. So it's not that. Okay. Right. Now then. We've played quite a bit of music in the show this evening, really, I suppose. And it's looking very much as though we're going to finish just over the hour mark. Because I'm seeing three more people in the call queue. I'm sure Eileen doesn't mind. And I don't mind finishing early occasionally, but it's getting to be a habit. You know, it's just say, I don't know. People are finding it very difficult to relate to things at the moment and to relate to anything in particular, and me included, you know, because I have to mention something. It saddens me to hear this, but one of our readers have actually been slammed quite heavily recently. And it upsets me when people call into the show and they can't tell me straight off the cuff whether they've accepted their reading, how they feel about their reading, or anything like that. You know, they have to go behind my back and they can't leave a comment on the show page, but they go directly to the reader and they're leaving nasty comments. It's really upsetting when that happens because it's not our fault when we don't quite get it right for you. And all I can honestly say is that when a reader is reading and translating, if you will, what Spirit is giving them, then it is your duty to go out and do something with it. If you're coming to Psychic Choice Radio expecting us to change your life for you, then I can quite honestly say it's not going to happen. Because the only one that can change your life is you. Yeah? Spirit will guide you, but they will not come and do it for you. Yeah? So, let's see where we're going. Yulani.
Hello, Miss Aileen. I just want to see what you can pick up for me.
All right. And what was your name?
Yolani.
Yolani? Wonderful.
Yes.
What I see is you are actually meant to be quite a leader because you are a person that is very good structure and at discipline. Mm. And so you would actually be a very good leader because of the way you're able to organize and use logic. I think you hold yourself back from being that powerful person, but truly you are. You just have to have the right perspective in looking in the way you look at yourself. And sometimes that just takes a little bit of shift in how we view. I also see that you have the ability, you have your own ability to work with others and to heal others. You are a healer. I don't know if you do any healing work or not, but you're definitely a healer. Different modalities are a choice. And I was just shown a crystal. So I feel that maybe you should work with types of crystals and stuff and just have the faith to know that you really are a sacred healer and that this is a soul path that you need to journey along as well as the human path that you're on right now. But choose the type of healing that you will by whatever your cultural norms are. So whatever your background is and whatever your culture and your past to the country that you're from, whatever their healing modality is what I'm feeling that you should look into. And if you don't feel that you know of one, you know, such as being a shaman or a Reiki healer or a person that works with healing plutonium, as they do in some countries. excuse me. So anyway, I feel that that's something that you need to go into and look at yourself with the perspective that you really are a healer and that you need to work in that direction.
I just want to validate what you're saying because I really feel attracted to crystals and stone, and I actually right now around many of them because I was doing meditation too. And I just feel too like I can be a healer, and I do pray and send healing, and I'm attracted to also to all the spiritual and learning about Reiki. So I do really validate what you say. Thank you.
Wonderful, of course. Well, I actually have more. But just anyway, on that note, free yourself from any judgment that you can or cannot do it, because I am telling you, you are a healer. So move forward in that way. But I guess the rest of it is another thing that it's showing, that I'm being shown, is that you need to go beyond what you feel is predictable behavior. So, you know, go beyond, it's kind of like, you know, getting out of our own way. Do some extra things that will free you up. You know, like I said, Tony, I see you dancing. I see you out dancing, spiritual dancing, like dancing to drumming music. It clears out the mental clutter in our own head and opens us up to the energy of the universe. So if you can, you know, find a drum circle or something like that, a lot of times to get into deep meditation in a drum circle, they will keep the beat up high at, I think it's 104 beats per minute. And so, you know, but that rhythm, that steady rhythm, you can often find, say, YouTube videos or something like that with drum beating. But I'm feeling and hearing one that's at a higher pace, a higher vibration, rather than, you know, a slower boom, boom, boom. I'm hearing more of a which is going to actually, what that does is it brings you to a vibrational level where you can start really communicating with spirit. Around you. You can also do vision quests with a quick beat like that, where you envision, say, a past lifetime or a future lifetime to bring your own messages in.
Okay. Do you see something about angels? Do you see something about angels? I really like to work with angels.
Well, if working with angels is something you want to do, absolutely. Because all of the energy bring ourselves, that we have in ourselves, that helps us connect with spirit. Of course, you're always your guardian angels. You always have at least two. And sometimes, you know, there was times when someone else was reading for me, that said I had more than 1,000 angels around me. They were thrown back. The white light was so bright. Now, they're not always with me. I'm not always that bright light.
3 minutes.
But there is times when I feel that energy. And I do work with angels. That's actually one of my connectedness, is working with angels. Because I've always seen angels when I was a small girl. I was at a religious ceremony. It was outdoors, and I look up into the sky, and I see a beam of light that is coming down and surrounding me. And I felt this love and warmth, and I knew it was the angels surrounding me. And there's other times where I see angels sitting in my feet. So I'm a person that, I do work with angels. I call them in before I do readings on a show like this. I call in the angels, and I also invite your angels come in. So that if they have messages for any of the callers that come on, that their angels are, that I have opened up a door for their angels to come through and speak to them. So, yeah, absolutely, work with angels.
Mm-hmm.
But you have great potential. And it's just, you know, for me, who you are, there is no two readers that are alike. There is no two healers that are alike. There is healers that are similar but not alike. When I trained to be my first level of Reiki, I was given such powerful, shocking energy coming out of my hands as I was sending Reiki. It was hard for me. I had to ask my angel to have it run smoother. I spoke to my Reiki master about that, she had never heard anything like that. She was unaware. But since then, I have found that others have had that experience. So, you know, don't just rely on your experiences and what works for you. And by all means, start reading about angels. As you do, more things will happen. Look for the synchronicities in angels. Look for little sparks of light out the sides of your eyes. You know, like when you're a kid, you held your breath, and then you let it go, and you saw those little sparks. It'll be sparks like that, but it won't be that many at a time. It'll be just little glimmers of light. Those are spirits. Those are angels that are coming around you. So invite them in, and you will be shown more of what you invite in. This is a great time of renewal. The angels really have brought you to this crossroads. And so let all your thoughts and your judgments about what was, have that be what is, and rest easy in knowing that this is where you belong. You are a healer, and you need to move in that direction. That's what I have
great.
For you.
It's really lovely, Mason. Really appreciate it, and thank you for the inspiration.
It's a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. Blessings for you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Yolani.
Blessings.
Okay. Right then, let's see where we are. Joy.
Hello.
Hi. And who am I talking to?
My name is Joy.
Joy? Well, welcome
yes.
to the show. Do you have an intention you'd like to set before I get started?
Thank you. I'm interested in whatever messages you receive.
All right. Wonderful. Well, I see that some things have been going on in your life that has to do with justice, and it could be... it could be a court action or something like that. But moreover, it has to do, the bottom line has to do more with a fair and just decision. So, you know, do what you know is right and stand up for your beliefs. Don't let anybody tell you that what you're thinking is not right. That would be unjust to you. As you well know, or everyone should, that the way things are in this world may appear one way to one person and another way to another person. We all have different visions and different perspectives. So stand up for what you believe in, and don't let others, you know, push you away. I'll open up your mind, though, to, as kind of mentioned for the last, to dream travel. It's time for you to open up your heart and emotions and form new concepts on the direction in which you'd like to go, because things are changing for you. They have felt fragmented in the past and broken. But know that, you're doing well and that you have the ability to not only heal these fragmented ideas and join them into a flow, a river, that things are actually flowing your way and flowing into the direction that you want them to. Your influence on them has actually been very beneficial. So just become aware of any false limitations that you view for yourself. You know, put some real effort into any fears you have that they're wrong and that you just really need to let those fears go and be open to any new ideas and perspectives that are coming your way. With that, you can influence the direction in which you want to go and, you know, make claim that you were part of your own creation of your journey and your life, and practice that not just in thought but in theory by, you know, doing what you can when you see synchronicities move towards them and make things happen. Because it's only through your eyes that you see any truth. You know, whether it be the truth of nature, like I said, standing up for your own beliefs. These are all part, your beliefs are part of your purpose. And the meaning and the role you play in that is part of that great journey that we're all on. So beyond knowing anything here in this physical world, know that with your soul, that is your most important journey in this life. It's what you're really, it's a portion of your incarnation to work on your soul this time around. That's at least what I'm being given. I mean, you may return home and come back to working on something else, maybe it's caregiving or a different journey. But on this journey, it is your soul that you are to be working on. And look at it as the different ways that you can journey. That is how we influence ourselves. So if part of your purpose in this life is to work on your soul journey, and you don't feel like you're on the right path, you can change that by, like what I spoke of earlier, doing different types of meditation, whether it's, you know, joining the thunder of a drum, whether it's sitting in silence, whether it's sitting in nature, or whether it's listening to a babbling brook, or even music of a babbling brook or a thunderstorm. Those move us along our journey. I just feel that's something that this is your lifetime to really work towards those things. It's cause and effect. So know that your future to move towards and work on your soul this time around, you have to act accordingly. So you too must do those things that will bring you to working on you. Powerful thing to free yourself. And it frees you from, like I said, those judgments that others have placed upon you. And that by opening your soul up, you bring yourself to a place that you can stand for your beliefs, and they are fair and just, as I said in the beginning of your reading. There is a divine plan, and that divine plan is to be free. So remove any of the debris or any of the doubt that's been around you, and be moved with the hope and love and clarity that everything is flowing towards you at this time. Some things feel like they're moving very, very slow. Other things might feel like they're moving fast, but they just know that they are moving at the pace in which they're meant to. you're moving really towards this, you know, a great achievement.
3 minutes.
You should do your best to find that direction. It's funny because I feel like a lot of what I'm getting tonight has to do a lot with people's journey and a lot to do with their souls. I'm not sure what this means in the overall picture, but it almost feels like a theme that they're giving me tonight, that because it seems like my last three readings are going back to next year. Does this feel right for you? Is this messages that feel clear to you? Or would you like to ask any questions?
No, it does. It definitely, I feel exactly the way you were talking about wanting justice and feeling the free. So
2 minutes.
Present. Okay. Okay, good. I don't know. When I get a couple of readings that are kind of, you know, in the same direction, I start wondering. Mm-hmm. But like I said, sometimes when I do readings, you know, back to back in the evening, there will often be a theme that it's displayed. And I feel that you called in and were meant to be part of that. So just know that the wind is changing and it is definitely blowing in a very favorable direction for you. So it is a good time to take care of this and, you know, take care of working on that soul path.
Okay.
And what did you ask?
I was going to ask, I'm taking on a hobby of making candles for myself. Do you see that going well?
1 minute.
Give me a moment. Let me ask. I'm going to yes. And it's pretty resounding yes. I do think it would be a good direction for you. I also think the practice of candle making brings you peace. Does it bring you peace to work with the wax and the colors and maybe the scent? Because I felt a sense of peace when I was, you know, looking at candle making. Does it bring you a sense of peace?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that, you know, I think that is a good choice. I do. I feel it's a very good choice for you. So, you know, let the spirit influence you into putting that into motion for yourself. See yourself being a success at it. Envision others, say, you know, enjoying your candles, enjoying the work, the fruit of your work. But, yeah, I do. I see that as being really positive for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a good evening. Thanks for calling in.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Okay. Right, now we've got two more people who joined us in the last 5 minutes. You're not ready. That's lovely. I know it's late,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it makes a big difference. Okay, let's see where we are. Carolyn.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you? Did you say tonight?
I'm doing well.
How like tonight? Did you say tonight?
Yes, this show is actually out of the UK. And so I refer to tonight because they are at about 10:00, 10:15 there right now. Technically, I'm in Texas, and here it's only 4:00.
Yeah, I was just curious. I thought, wow, where is she calling from?
Yeah, well,
I know Ken's in the UK. No, I know that. I just thought maybe, I thought, wow, okay. So my interest was piqued. Okay.
And where are you at?
I'm in Arizona.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm in
so
Arizona.
You've got an hour. So it's 3 o'clock there.
Yeah. I'm,
all right.
Gotta, I don't know what time is it? It's, after three.
Yeah, 3:50. Yeah, by 3:50, almost 3:50.
Yeah.
And so, do you have an intention you'd like to set for tonight or this afternoon?
Oh, do you do psychic readings or is it just intentions? Is it?
I give you what they give me. So, I mean, if you ask a question, I ask them. And if I didn't answer back, I give you that.
Okay.
I promise you, I don't give what I don't get. So I have to go by what they give me.
Okay. Well,
and
my intention is to leave.
You can just ask, you know, set in a general intention. Are you there?
Yeah. My intention would be just to, because I started the domino effect. I've been wanting to move, to leave a relationship of 20 years. So my intention is to leave here safely, not to have my boyfriend put a lawsuit against me or anything like that.
Well, what I'm getting already, was that recent events have actually been quite a wake-up call for you, and it is time for you to make some life changes. Some new revelations have been coming, something maybe you knew but were kind of hiding or procrastinating. Maybe not accepting. So now you've realized it. And the situation, it can't be ignored. And so action is necessary.
Yeah, well, I'm in the middle of that. I'm in the middle of it. Action has already taken place. The domino effect has already happened, meaning one step is leading to the other. Nothing can stop anything now. It's happening. I'm moving. I'm physically doing everything that I said I wanted to do to make it happen. I'm doing yard sales. I'm going to sell my house. I mean, they sent me the contract. There's no going back. I'm not staying. I'm not going back with the boyfriend. There's no going back. And he's not here in the house anymore. So I just want to be able to leave here without a lawsuit on my hands. I can't control what other people do. I know he's probably pretty pissed off at me. And so my intention is to leave here without that kind of baloney going on.
Well, make sure that you communicate, whether it be through a lawyer.
Oh, we do. We just did it a few minutes ago. We're always communicating.
Okay.
He just came over a few minutes ago.
Well, then, you know, and were you able to be the true leader and communicate honestly and with him? And
yeah, of
course.
Yeah,
because
you know
what
my
is that... Go ahead.
My question really is about psychic energy, and you know, as far as counseling and life coaching and all that, that's fine. But it's psychic energy that I'm more interested in. If you're picking anything up psychically. You know, I don't know how you work. I mean, if you're able to do that, even.
Yeah, I do. Let me see what I've got.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't feel he's really going to cause you a lot of problems. He's
thank you, God.
Right now.
Yeah, he is.
Very mad right now. Very angry, stomping around. But I think in the long run, He wasn't really that happy either, and knew that it was time. I don't feel he was that happy. But you know how shock is. I didn't see this coming. What was happening? You know. And you know, men, it's got to get really bad before a man being really bad. Whereas as women usually feel that more than men do, just by nature, by the way they're built, psychologically built. They think as long as, you know, bills are being paid, long before everybody should be happy. And women, of course, are not. But this is about, you know, at this point,
3 minutes.
It's about you being productive. And moreover, really, my messages are I give to you, since technically I really don't have permission to read him. He's the only one that could give that to me. So, but, you know, I'm seeing that this is the right move for you. Whether dominoes fall and knock the whole treehouse over, so be it. If that move has to be made, it has to be done. I do see that that you know what comes in your heart, let that light shine. You know, let him know that you know the time that you had together was productive. Let him see the good sides of it. Say, you know, because, you know, things do fall apart. But we've always got to walk away with that glimmer of the sunlight that has flashed around us. You wouldn't have stayed 20 years unless part of it was good. I know that. I know because I was in marriage for 28 years and had to walk away. So I know there was such good in it. And that produced who I've become and who I am today. So take the time to travel through, you know, travel back and see the things that are good. And, you know, point out next time he wants to talk, point out the things that were good. That will also bring him peace. And just say we've gone in a direction that those things are no longer good anymore. So it has to do with, you know, that spirit of also listening to him. Don't always listen to respond, because that's what we do as humans, especially when we're in a confrontal situation where, you know, we feel like we've got to stand our ground. Listen to hear what he is saying emotionally.
Right.
And then quietly address that. Because both of you are going through an emotional strain, it will help your healing to do that. And then explain, where you are.
Okay, we're coming to the end. Do you pick up anything psychically other than, I know it's the right move. I mean, I've been, you know, working on this for quite a while. Is anything psychically coming in?
No, just that he's very, very upset right now. And I really feel psychically there's a communication there that needs to be done. I feel it can be done. I feel that psychically you have been approaching this from your vision and not listening to him. And we all want to be heard. And even though the breakup will still happen, he just wants to be heard. That will give both of you more closure. And that is psychically what I'm feeling. I'm feeling it in the middle of my chest. I get messages in different ways. And this one, I really am feeling in the center of my chest, right, you know, above my sternum. And so I just feel that has to, that communication needs to come through.
Okay. I think we've come to the end of our time. Yeah. Is that Ken signaling to us? I think he is. Thank you, Ken. And thank you, Eileen. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye. Bye-bye now. Bye.
You might have heard the wife getting ready for bed there, yawning. As I opened the microphone, I said, "Shush!" I'm making a big yawning, big yawning sound. Okay, right. I think for the moment we're on our last call. Leah.
Hey, that motherfucker is homeless now.
Homeless.
Where are you living? 1 6. Hello?
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 Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Who am I speaking to? I didn't catch your name.
Leah.
Leah, would you like to set your own intention tonight? And we'll see what we've got for you.
Huh?
Would you like to set an intention of what you might like to know tonight? Whether it be just for whatever your guides want to tell you, or whether you have a question. You can just set it in your own mind. I don't have to know what it is.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, fantastic. First thing I want to tell you is that you have felt a little bit entrapped about certain things. And what I'm here to tell you is that those are just kind of fear-based thoughts, and they're not really, they're kind of like your mind chattering to you. And what I want to tell you is sometimes we can't always believe our monkey chatter. We tell ourselves stories that aren't necessarily true.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I can't really, like, hear you because your face is, like, way close to the phone.
Actually, I'm got earplugs in. I can turn them off. Let me see how that works. Oh, there we go. Are you there?
Yes, now I can hear.
That better? Okay. So anyway, you have been telling yourself, your ego has been telling you stories that aren't necessarily true. And so you kind of have to let that chatter that you've been hearing in your mind, let it go a little bit and tell the story of who you want to be and who you want to become. That's going to be what serves you best. Recount the events in your life that have worked for you, moreover, and don't let the energies of the things that haven't worked for you come in. It will help change your vibration to becoming more of who you want to be, to live your life according to the needs of what you want and not necessarily the expectations of others, because our ego comes in and chats to us. And it tries to tell us, well, you need to do that because so-and-so doesn't like the way you do that. And so you try to change yourself to make other people happy. And the only one that you don't make happy is oneself. So know that your connectedness comes in connecting with your core. And your core knows you best. Reaches a point where it can connect with accepting yourself for who you are and the directions of what you're going in. It's a very fertile feeling to feel this peace inside of you. It helps you grow, and the growth is also through love, and love has to start with yourself. So take the time to nurture and love yourself in a mothering way. You deserve it, even if it means, you know, picking up some flowers at the store and putting them in a vase at home for yourself to enjoy. You know, gift yourself with small things
that really allows you to open up any boundaries that you set yourself in or that others have set up for you. You know, reach out and sing and know that it's not fair for others to set up boundaries for you. You know, but even being a little bit sending yourself
but
out.
I can't,
to be,
you say it's not fair to others what?
It's not fair for others to set up boundaries for you to live within. That is for you to set up for your own journey. So do something that maybe others might not even approve of. Get yourself to do something that's new and exciting for you. It will help expand you. It's being a little, having a little more self-expression and exposing yourself without feeling hesitant about it, without, you know, worrying about other people's judgment. Maybe create a little more adventure in your life. It might entail a little bit of risk, but without it, we can become so lackluster and stagnant. And lives are meant to be lived. They're not really meant to be stagnant and status quo. There's a vast life out there, and what I see is you're being called to open yourself up to really living more of that vastness and let go of anybody's judgment of you. You know, even step out of character a little bit. If you're not used to being in the outdoors and being in the wilderness, take an afternoon and go to a park or a state park or something that's a little more rugged than what you would normally enjoy or experience. Change your vision. It changes your vision of life, and it changes changes the context of how you will view things the context of yourself. So that's one of the things that I'm seeing that you should do is, you know, get out and enjoy a different environmental experience than what you've had. It'll bring truer meanings to you. And as you do that, look at the different sites that you see and see the way. I'm seeing a lot of light. So what I'm seeing is maybe for you to see the different way light plays upon things
3 minutes.
When you're out, and that you see the way light of others plays upon things for yourself. So it's about seeing outside yourself and applying what you see outside yourself to your own experiences. I feel that's something that is actually a freeing agent for you. And again, like I said, it puts things in greater context. I also feel that you should invite your ancestors that have gone before you to surround you with their love and their kindness and their guidance. I feel they have a lot to show you. But you've been worried.
Well, how
do
I do that?
2 minutes.
How do you do that? Through meditation and prayer. Drop into your heart space. Quit the chatter in your mind and drop into the center of your heart and vision. And invite them verbally, you know, in your mind, or you can even say it out loud. Is please, all my loved ones and ancestors and angels that have gone before me, I invite you in to help show me and help me work through my journey here in this lifetime. That's a great way to just open it up. And you just say it in your own way. Invite them in your own way. I always acknowledge my mother. Who's
1 minute.
Sometimes I feel like she's around, especially when my grandchildren are in the room. I can almost feel my mom's energy and her giggle and her laugh at them. And so we think of the things that remind us of those loved ones and invite those loved ones' energy to come around us. They're never that far from us. Their energies always stay with you. Sometimes we'll feel them further away, but sometimes I feel that just means that their soul has actually come back and is on a new journey on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
But it is time for you to renew yourself and bring yourself around to a new you. It doesn't mean getting rid of the old you. It just means expanding yourself for renewed experiences. Mm-hmm. I feel this is time for you to renew yourself, invite more positive, invite energies to come in. There's vibrations are all around us. Colors vibrate at different energies. Music vibrates at different energies. The hum of the earth vibrates at the sound of Om. And that's why we, in meditation, many people Om, is because that is actually the vibration and sound of the earth. And so by changing the vibration around us, that helps renew us. And I feel that that's what you're calling right now is to do, is to change that about yourself by, you know, interacting with nature, getting out, listening to the songs, being a little more wild in your thoughts for yourself, and renewing yourself onto a new stage of your journey. And that's the message I have for you today.
Yeah, I really understood everything you said. Everything. And I really appreciate that.
Oh, good. Thanks. I hope it gives you strength and helps you move forward, because that's what I feel that they're hoping for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I don't know which one of you lived by an airport, but I heard a plane going over there. Eileen, we've been more. You live by the airport. All right, okay.
No, I don't. I live about 30 miles from the main airport.
Ah, right. It must be Leah. I heard that because he just said the plane going over. We're going to finish up, Eileen, because we've done 7 lovely calls. We've played music. Yeah. And we've got 24 minutes on the clock, which means that if 2 people called, we could take them, but it doesn't look likely. Okay, so we're going to finish up now, ladies and gents. Big, big thank you to Eileen for joining us this evening. Eileen's not
thank
with us
now. Thank you for having me.
And it's going to be a fortnight now, Eileen, before you join me again.
Yes, it will. I've got some things going on next weekend that I'm unable to make it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so it'll be a fortnight time, ladies and gents. Okay, so that wraps up this one. Tomorrow evening, we do have Kelly with me. Join me for that one if you can, because it's Kelly's last one for the month as well. Until for a fortnight. So join me for that one if you can. Let's see what we've got for you then.